One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to View podcast, proudly sponsored by Stuff and Things. My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me, goddammit. Before you ask yourself,
who the fuck is that guy?
Well, allow me to introduce the one and only Bagman, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Happy to be back to do another episode of my favorite podcast ever.
Warms my heart to have you in such a good mood to be here on my screen as I record your voice and play sound effects and package it up and give it to you, the listener.
I love how I have to listen to this show after we record it to find out what you did.
It's a little surprise. So
it is a surprise, and I get a kick out of it every time. I can't, like, so let's peel back the curtain for everybody that's listening.
Yep.
You dropped a new episode. I listened to it that morning, and then I call you. I go, man, I am so glad you're involved in this. The stuff you do is so cool. I get such a kick out of it. And it's like every episode I'm doing that. Yeah, so I am really grateful to have your talents involved on this project.
Well, I appreciate it. Give it up for the compliments, ladies and gentlemen. Pat me on the back, goddammit.
That's right.
It's a strange peek into the psyche of Max Fallis to hear the things that pop into my mind when it comes to references and stuff, because I'll be listening and editing while thinking of, like, oh wait, yeah, he said this, and I remember a movie where the guy said the same thing. Go to Google, download the file, take the audio, and then Angelo says, why did you add so much extra stuff to the show? It sounds retarded. It's like, well, Angelo, that's kind of how my mind works, bro. Like, I was raised in front of the TV, you know, so every now and then, I'll get an A-Team theme popping up as we talk about black minivans or stuff like that. So,
how you ever gonna make it on the outside world if you keep making the food out yourself?
It's all connected, bro. It's all on brand. So,
and tying it all together, I was at the gun show over the weekend with Angelo and telling people about the podcast and telling them, like, yeah, it's gun stuff, bad dad jokes, 80s references, and a hilarious soundboard that Angelo hates. And he's standing right there, and I point to him as I say it.
Angelo's the third member of the show. I think he's probably the most mentioned so far.
Sure, so, whether he wants to be or not.
Yes. Angelo.
Angelo, you've been conscripted.
He is the two old guys in the Muppets up in the balcony.
There you
That's
go.
Angelo.
Statler Waldorf.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. See, I'm now going to pause because I'm going to put a reference in there.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
So, what's on the table today, sir?
So, again, after the gun show, or at the gun show, I did one of the things I like to do at the gun show that's not necessarily gun related, and told you about it, and you were like, what? So I thought we would discuss some of the parallel interests that go along with being a firearms owner, other things that you're going to go, yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I do that too. And maybe when we get to the end, talk about one thing that gun people don't do.
Okay.
Sure.
Fire away, sir.
So the first and foremost is obviously preparedness. Like, the vast majority of people who get into firearms, I think, are concerned for their safety, the safety of their loved ones. They have a gun to protect themselves, not just because they think guns are neato or whatever. Like, I think there's always an element of being willing to use that in self-defense. But that bleeds over into general preparedness. Like, if you know a gun guy at work, he's probably the guy that knows how to fix things when they break. He's probably the guy who has the thing you need when you run out of something.
Or knows a guy.
Or knows a guy.
In
sure.
his network, quote unquote. Yeah.
Cue the link for the BBR network on Mighty Networks, where you can join and become a member. But yeah, it kind of bleeds over in other things. So, for example, today I caught a flat tire to the job site, had everything I needed to take care of it, and got over to the shop and got a proper patch put in. And it was like a non-event for me, where I know for other people it would have been a call to AAA and a tow truck and a rescue mission and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, an entire day's affair when...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And...
You know, but I keep a portable compressor and jumpstart pack and everything in the car. Again, you know, I talk so much shit about Amazon, but that's another great product to grab from Amazon, the Halo Bolt. We'll go ahead and give them a shout out. Curse you, Max Fallis.
This will be the one time I don't put the vomiting sound effect behind the name Amazon. Because that's a thing. It's on brand. But today's
I'm going to look for a different place to buy that and get the next one somewhere else just on principle.
We'll see. I put one in my my wife's
wish.com. What could possibly go wrong?
It'll catch fire still in a box.
The box will be on fire on my porch, just burning.
Yep. My wife got a new car, and I put together a little preparedness pack for her for roadside reasons. And again, you know, being in the line of work that now we both are, sir, you know, it kind of all plays into the preparedness and life safety concept. So I threw the Halo that you recommended me. I threw one in her car. So just in case, God forbid, knock on wood, she has to use it. And I literally set a reminder on my phone for every 2 months to grab it out and make sure it's charged and put it back in. Because that's
one of the things I love about it the most is that it holds a charge damn near forever without having to be recharged. Like if you don't use it, it's probably still at 95%.
Probably, even like the with the cold weather coming and going and dramatic heat increases and decreases. So it's good.
So mine was bouncing around in the van at the old job and has been bouncing around in the trunk of this car for the last 2 months. Pulled it out today and it was 100% charged.
Nice. I took it to my kid's 4-day music festival and I had it in a little fanny pack. And I was just plugging it in and charging her phone, my phone, and then unplugging it. And she would go take her pictures and see her music stuffs and come back.
Nice.
And yeah, it was very handy. Very handy little module. Because, you know, especially being a father, husband, you got to be prepared for stuff because...
Super dad.
Everybody's That's looking to you are. for that problem solving, sir. It's on brand.
Nice shirt.
Thank you. It's blue. Got it from a guy... in a network. So
yeah,
it's very good. So tell me about the currency you bought.
Okay, so that along the lines of preparedness, what happens if the dollar collapses, right? You have to have another kind of currency. So that bleeds over into what I have listed here as number two, investing in precious metals. I don't do a whole lot, but I do try if the silver guy is at the show, I make sure to get a couple of 1 ounce rounds from him and put those away because it's one, another form of currency, and two, kind of a long-term investment because precious metals steadily increase over time. They take little dips here and there. You know, it's not a perfectly straight increase, but value consistently goes up. So yeah. And that's a common thing. I actually got started because of Angelo and a couple other guys that I know that are firearms people who are like, yeah, this ties into what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. You should probably get started in that. And then you look at what makes sense to you. Like some people like buying gold. Some people like buying silver. Some people like buying bigger quantities, smaller quantities, larger coins, smaller coins, bars, whatever. It's in that regard, it's a lot like investing in stocks. You do your research, figure out what's going to work for you, and then make your purchases accordingly. So investing in precious metals is another one that kind of ties with the whole firearms thing. And I've noticed even on TV, not I've watched it in years, but when I did, if you're watching a show related to firearms, there's usually like a G. Gordon Lee invest precious metals, invest in gold commercial in the mix because they know that's part of the demographic. And there's usually, you know, the Franklin Mint or whoever has ads in the NRA magazines and the other gun magazines because they know you're probably into that stuff too.
Yeah. When you mentioned it to me, like it made total sense. I remember years and years back, there was there was a place called the Union Flea Market in Union, New Jersey, where there was a guy that had like de-specialized in coins and all that stuff. And, you know, guys, it's not been on my radar, but I've seen it kind of in the peripheral, going to conventions and stuff and coin collecting and all of that stuff. So it makes sense when you lay it all out in the grand scheme of preparedness and having an alternative to any digital form of currency with, you know, the speculative coming of a global digital coin or whatever the hell, and the economy getting weird, having something physically tangible that is, you know, as you said, long lasting, like silver and gold.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. So I may have to go down that road as well, because you want to be prepared. We all want to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we have firearms.
Sure. And that's the whole thing. Hopefully, the gentleman's name is Jeremiah. I'm not going to attempt his last because I'm sure I'll end up butchering it. Jeremiah L. is what we'll call him.
Okay.
And he partners up with one of the gun shops that's at the Allentown Gun Show on a regular basis. Super nice guy, very knowledgeable, very reasonable prices on silver. Like I said, I kind of lean on Angelo's experience in that, and Angelo was thrilled with this guy. I would love to do more business with him, and make him, you know, quote unquote, my guy for that particular item. But yeah, it's not uncommon to find that stuff at gun shows or at, like you said, other types of events. There's always somebody there who's like, hey, you ought to be doing this.
Yeah.
Because when the aliens come, they're not going to accept your paper money.
No.
But which brings us to number three, conspiracy theories. How's that for a segue? Yeah, we've dabbled in them several times on this show, and even had Preacher to go over some of our favorites. You know, and
theories are turning into facts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's so weird out there.
My favorite. My barber loves the one, birds aren't real. And he's saying, listen, man, it flies, it spies. And then lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, we get pictures and videos of some creepy organization taking dead birds and turning them into drones so they're more fully camouflaged as animals so that they can allegedly get closer to other animals. Keep in mind, you're made of meat. That makes you an animal. So if they want to spy on you with that thing, why not?
I find that concept fascinating. I'm not going to lie. I'm a technophobe, or not technophile, not phobe. I'm not afraid of it. So I'm a technophile. So, but there's something creepy about reanimating a bird carcass with machinery. Because I think you sent me one.
Cyborg birds come to kill you.
And I remember there being a toy like that. Like,
yes.
It yeah.
And the wings flapped, and you could throw, and it would.
Yeah, I totally remember there being a toy like that, and the fact that somebody took it and skinned.
And that was one of those
a real
advertised
bird
on TV. Order now for $19.95, but wait, there's more. For just another $5 shipping and handling, we'll send you a blue one too.
Yeah, and they both can spy on your cell phone signals.
Right.
Yeah, yo, like shit's getting so strange that we're like, things that we thought were fever dreams as children were real. Like reanimating birds is now a possible surveillance thing, and we got balloons flying over shit and whoo, man.
Yeah, so without going too deep into actual conspiracy theories, some of the conversations I had again at the gun show over the weekend, I'd start laughing. And, you know, the person I'm talking to is like, why is this funny? I went, well, wasn't it the world nicer when you and I were crazy? And these conspiracy theories made people look at you like, what the hell is wrong with you? And now it's the news. They're not conspiracy theories anymore. They're the news.
Yeah. It's not even cool to say we told you so. Like, we don't even get that. We don't even get the I told you so aspect of, like, because it's sad that we were right. You almost, Yeah. I mean,
well, and like when the conspiracy theories turn on themselves is when you know things have really gotten weird. Like for the last 40 years, everybody's like, do you believe in aliens? You think aliens are real? And now the conspiracy theory is Operation Bluebeam, that the government is faking the alien invasion to gain control and join a one world government. And I'm like, so we just went from like tinfoil hat because aliens are real to tinfoil hat because aliens aren't real. What are we doing? Can we pick a side of this and just stick with it?
This all started with the Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all started with the fucking Tupac hologram. Once they realized that they could make a hologram so believable in HD or ultra HD or whatever pixelated shit, they started projecting it in the sky. And,
listen, oof. He's not dead. Him and Biggie are in Montenegro raising alpacas together.
What'd you call me? Yeah. Oh, they're raising alpacas. Is that where we got the socks from? Yo, this homeboy works for Biggie. And wait, let me hit it. Yeah, son.
Goldie is tied to the Big and Tupac acoline.
Tupac, Biggie, and Goldie, son. The alpaca trifecta. Hanging out at Mount Negro. Wow. Alright, I had to break up that fucking crazy
You're
song.
So broken.
I am. But I enjoy it.
So that brings us to number four, because you can't trust anything. You gotta be entirely self-reliant. So the other thing that gun people fall into is homesteading. Which again ties into preparedness, the broader spectrum, but specifically homesteading, that you're turning your place into a livable space that even if other things go down, you can handle it.
Self-sufficiency.
Gardening, sufficiency, collecting rainwater. I know somebody who's working on that project right now.
Yep.
Who happens to be the co-host of the show and wearing a blue shirt, not to put too fine a point on it or anything.
No, man, it's all connected, bro. It's all connected. I almost ordered blue buckets. I ain't gonna front. I literally
nice.
It's like, well, it's water, so it should be blue, and because I'm, yeah. But
aren't the food grade ones usually blue or white?
Yeah, I had.
You wouldn't have white buckets, though.
That's racist.
No, because I never mind. You
gotcha,
tried.
Bitch.
You tried. Ah, where's the spoon? I had blue ones. I had blue ones in my Amazon cart that I just happened to take a chance while I was in Home Depot, and they had them, so I just physically grabbed them. Shit. Oh, so all of this. I'm trying to stay on topic. So all of this, I'll say this. Like, every little preparedness rabbit hole I've gone down, I've learned, like, new skills and technology, which is great. So it started with looking at videos of van living, and that's how I got into solar, playing with solar panels and batteries and transferring DC voltage to AC voltage. It's like, shit, I could literally... if with enough batteries, take my house off the grid, you know, like it's possible. And all you really got to do is just, you know, do the research.
It can be done.
It totally can be done.
It can be done.
I'm inviting my father-in-law down in a couple of weeks to help me start a garden with my rainwater collection system. You know, it's going to be lit, as the young folks say. It's going to be on fleek fire or whatever the current cool fucking term is.
My garden is going to be on fire this year because my wife just ordered seeds.
Okay.
And I forget what they're called, but she found an edible flower that is spicy, and I cannot wait to eat spicy flowers.
Oof. Oof. Good luck with
that. Dude, I am so in for it. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, so you get your garden set up, collect your rainwater, you have your sustainable battery and solar system. You know, and it's... I got to look up this show. There was a show called The Colony maybe about 5 or 7 years ago. Time's kind of broken for me. But, like, the concept was it was a reality show before reality shows really got popular. And... They would take like 7 to 10 strangers and isolate them by themselves for like a week, and then release them into this town that had been hit with a you know, world-ending disaster, and you had to rebuild. And they specifically chose people based on their skills. There was a teacher, there was a carpenter, an engineer, you know, and all that stuff.
An electrician. Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah, and I distinctly remember one season.
I'll be honest, it's probably a lot more than 5 years, because it was back when I was watching TV, and that's been way more than, that's been like 8 years since I gave up TV. So we're going back maybe 15.
Sure. It was on Sci-Fi, I remember. And it really sticks out to me because they built a solar-powered car with batteries. And this is before Tesla. Like, before Tesla was a fucking thing. And, like, if you really want to learn some new shit, some new skills, get into the preparedness scene. And you will level yourself up dramatically just based off the shit of, like, hey, maybe I can try that. I mean, even buying a 3D printer, like, there's so much things that now you don't have to leave the house to go do. You could just design it and print it right there. You know, it's...
Yep.
You, if you look at yourself as a video game character, you got stats. Always try to level your stats up, you know?
That's, yeah.
That's my mindset. It's been my mindset for a while. I've always trying to learn new shit, even if I don't use it. But it always comes up to being useful.
That's it.
Yeah.
So two things that tie to that. One is I remember the first time I took a first aid CPR course, and the instructor warned us. He goes, now that you know this, you're going to encounter a situation where you need to know this. So be prepared to use it. Fortunately for me, it did not happen that way. But yeah, that definitely ties in. Like, same thing with, like, when you buy a certain car, all of a sudden you see that car everywhere.
Yep.
All of a sudden you're more aware of it. And once you have that knowledge, now you're aware of places where you can apply that knowledge and you'll utilize the knowledge. And it's really good. Yeah.
Old dog.
You know, like this new job. I started carrying a screwdriver all the time. And it took about 3 days before my kids were like, hey, Dad, can I borrow your screwdriver real quick? I got to do, because they know I have it on me all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how that shift happens. But yeah, it can be really good for your mental health and your personal well-being to do those things. Sure.
What's even better for people's well-being and mental health are discount codes, sir.
Discount codes?
Yeah. You got one growing in your garden?
So our coupon code is for My Patriot Supply, and you actually don't need a coupon code. It's just a link. We'll put the link in the show notes for MyPatriotSupply.com. It'll have some gobbledygook on the end that gets you your discount. But My Patriot Supply specializes in preparedness gear, water filters, camping supplies, emergency lights, long-term storage food, seed banks, so you can start your homestead garden. Lots of great stuff at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.